super excited about tonight. When I first think of Precious Ohioman, I can't not think of something she said in a Q&A she did after a reading at Hauser & Wirth last spring. I can't quote it verbatim, but she said something to the effect of how she was writing a lot of poems about lambs and how she related to their strength through innocence, but also in how they were very much beings of sacrifice. In Christianity, the lamb represents Christ as both suffering and triumphant. It is typically a sacrificial lamb and may also symbolize gentleness, innocence, and purity. When depicted with the lion, the pair can mean a state of paradise. I think this is very crucial in thinking about Precious because she is Leo and yesterday was her birthday. In addition, the lamb symbolizes sweetness, forgiveness, and meekness. For the latter, Precious is most certainly not meek. Case in point, a poem from her chapbook. I am fat and black and beautiful. The white women give me tight smiles from the other side. Oh. It's okay. Sharing our differences, swallowing mouthfuls of glass, someone's about to get cut or addicted to crack. Fist blooming, fat clit, sweating in my acne jeans. All my love is shoplifted. Precious Ohioman is a queer poet, artist, and performer living in New York. She is the author of Ajibota, Bottle Cap Press, and But Did You Die, forthcoming from Birds, LLC. Her writing has been performed and exhibited at the Baltic Triennial in Lithuania, XOXO in Paris, and MoMA PS1 in New York. Her writing has been published in numerous places, including The Believer, Lambda Literary, and in Best American Experimental Writing 2019. Please help me welcome to the stage Precious Ohioman.
From this new book I'm working on. It's called But Did You Die? It feels more like fugitive poems of the black body. The first one is called Sky Song. Give your body up for abstraction. Bite your tongue and eat it. This is corrective therapy. Now into one alienating and alienating. Now into the meat of the world. Don't speak to me in obscurities. Recreation, stripped down, carry nothing but light, only light. No longer clutching to guaranteed space, but rather recreate space, temporalize space, the universe as adapting space, a love that gives space, a love that is space, tactile, palating, and self-immolating, to become the room. Let the silence undo you. Release into the morning light. Now, in your own loving words, no to the fragility of language, no to the ego, no to the colonial context of thought, no to fake tenderness, no to liberation without destruction, no to self-destruction, no to masters. Life rubs against matter, inner core against inner core. Try not to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. The light washes the body clean, late throbbing in the sky. To live affixed to the circuitry of the world, the body is pinned to the sky in blue, reborn in this energy, caught and released. Lucid, intangible realities of dust, the sky sweeps it all away. Regulate the unconscious play of the mind. Have you ever seen pink moonlight? It's frightening. Black girl magic. When was the assertion of blackness anything other than an interrogation? Theory on self-abolition. They gave me a muzzle. I asked to be abstracted, loving to disappear. I fell in love with everyone peeking over temples. Shoo, shoo, shoo. I want to be free. She moves freely through the black velvet curtain, loving every little thing. Black will make you, black will unmake you. She seems to know that her actions are irrational. She walks with grace and assertion. Blackness doesn't move, it stays still, holding steadfast. She is abstracting comfort to reinforce the idea that she is not a magical Negro. She can break. she breaks. Angel eyes, delicate weight, suffering is not existence. The blackness of the blackness, the fucked up invisibility of whiteness, find the self and then kill it. The new sainthood of the nappy-headed nigger child, patron saint of the ashy black Barbie, Nubian princess, negress, sumiformic angel being singing in the midnight sugar storms. Shoo, 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 I want to be free. I can't remember my dreams, so I don't really exist. The body is submerged in the command, jamming back the tongue to swallow it. Nobody knows better than a bastard what silence knows. But I am only a body of water nourished by the wind. At the end of the dream, I found myself unlacing the monster. Night sprouts from our self-denial. The umbilical cord returned back to its ephemeral splendor. Everyone just wants the bread and the wine and the blood. I am aware of my presence, Poavati, recklessly descending on carcasses perched in a moment, paws full of flesh. I lay out my skin to dry. Beams of shadow, the glossy flash, a maddening buzz. At the end of the dream, I was tormented, the jerky orgasms of the hysterical life. Time passes very quickly. I feel like a cyclone. Life bursts like an overripe pomegranate, a whole day bustling, preparing, cooking, cleaning sprees, endless jitters. I never have enough, always running short, getting bored, keeping up appearances. Try and make more room for laughter. I whisper my secrets, talk of only loving, a cacophony of plucky singers and shameless nature. I stack upon my guts the succulent lust. My body turns a bouquet of singing, and you are cozy. You eat good, you drink good. There are puddings and thick wines, we are too entwined, tasting of wild rosemary and vinegar, sugar, anise, milk, cayenne, and the liquid of suns. They are all good things which you got. They are wild, and I distill them to the point of ecstasy. You cocoon inside of me with fragrances. You laugh, I sing, the references flare on like cocoon poems. Hallelujah. Praise on, praise on, hallelujah. The mouth sings, the hands, the ass, the feet, the cunt. Your entire being liquefies into the sounds of the voices and the rhythm. Meet me inside of the chrysalis. At the peak of ascent, I burst like a cloud. The juices run down your mouth. The sky songs don't stop, but I roll on anxious, heavy, trekking through the valley of fear, the tunnels of anguish, and the fires of hell. Each one starts pulling. The devil's tail is in my mouth. Fear pierces me. I doze into my daydream with rose petal eyelids. The day comes, soft and velvety, upon my tongue. Shit in the streets, feathers falling down from the sky in red pussy sunsets. The desire of the drill of power, the sky is set with a statue of protest, the feet of the drowning things, the soil in my mouth is perched. I am petty, hushed up, and scandalous, pretty, unavoided guilt. Please amend my hatred of the narrow thinking of my mind. At the end of the daydream, I am frustrated on the bed with my ass in the air. I know how to dispose of my aborted dreams. The boredom falls equally on all things, the stagnant, unbroken brightness. Oh, I see a hummingbird. At the end of the dream, there is a small house. The wood is rotten. A dozen rats. I live in the house with my temperamental father, gnawed at his persistent ache. I never knew which one. Sorcery lulls me into melancholy tenderness. My anger laps up with flames. My mother, her tireless hunger. I was awakened by the night. Ah. at the end of the daybreak, before the end of the world, before all fathers, the mother with chapped lips and blisters tends to the rotting tree. The wind whistles. It makes an odd noise like cackling. This is the disgrace. A colonial highway, the wind plucked and brown like twigs flying up into smoke. My whole entire race lays. Dried banana leaves, rags yearning like a fat cockroach. Everyone's desire goes astray, for this is a sea of garbage. The sea opens up into a foaming rage, for this is a pile of muck. I compare my lust to a foolish forest. I wish it was in my power to show you. I declare my sins, for there is nothing to say in my defense. Dance, idols, for I am too an apostolate. I assign my God with my laziness, my words, my gestures, obscene songs. I swallow a gallop of hummingbirds straight into the earth's breast. From staring too long at the trees, I have become a tree. Now my feet are strong in the ground. My feet have dug into the ground. I am venomous. I go where the water goes. This is a madness of remembering. I am unleashed. Do you know the rest? At the end of the beginning, I choke on the feathers of hummingbirds, angels guarding gates of foam. I have exhausted memories, patience, defied, tired. I worship my perversity. It overwhelms me. Oh, what impenetrable jungle. Oh, what horrible leaps. Vroom, vroom, vroom. I charm the snakes. Vroom, vroom, vroom. I turn the rain back into waves. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Effort just to stay alive. Vroom, vroom, vroom. The promised times will never return. A cursed venereal sun pecked out by hummingbirds. Eternally renewed cross. I lay in my grave of animalinity. Legs parted, standing stiff. Fear in the back of my throat. Fear in the trees. Fear in the ground. Fear in the sky, piled up in anguish. May the stars find my confidence, stuffing my throat with fangs. This is the end of the beginning of the world. Mournful in forgetfulness, rotting in the sun's overhead pulse. Oh, love of the world, I hate you. Resting in vanity, bathe me in blood, emptied of anger, emptied into the earth. Recoil and expand. The body convulses and resounds. It's all about perspective. Standing in the midnight sun, rise, sky liquor, rise. Maybe in the end, lesbian witches will fix everything. You found a cicada and dorsaled in light and put it in the green, gay earth. A vegetable thrill goes through me. I found a cicada and put it in the gay green earth. The rain pushes all the glyphosate and the polyacetric aromic hypercorgins down into the ground. We are becoming ultralight beams of love. I fear nature, her drowning lust for my love, catching our blown out bodies, singing our spell songs.
Transition anyway. Please welcome to the stage Precious Okiomanas to the stage again to introduce C.A. Conrad.
the center of the soft middle of a person, sun flares in the apocalyptic lust of this century. Well, moments of everything, well, not really everything, but so much the moments of this, that's where I find CA, in the fleshy parts, flashing in the dark, creating light in the same breath as hope, shapes crystalline, the heart is bleeding out into queer bubbles of bursting light. It's a rebirth moment in their work. The slight aspiration of flesh towards heaven and a dream of a world just loving you the way you are. CA has drafted the blueprints for a queer paradise. Oh, visible angel, oh, light of the world, oh, love of life, oh, gem of paradise, anointed in jasmine flowers, tears of resistance, dreamscapes of a life of hope forming a new body, hummingbirds on honeysuckles, nothing to possess here. Bodies without pain, paradise not just for people, but paradise. C.A. Conrad is the author of 9 books of poetry and essays. While standing in line for death, Wave Books received the 2018 Lambia Award, a recipient of the Pew Fellowship in the Arts. They also received the Believer Magazine Book Award and the Gil Otto Book Award. Their book has been translated into Spanish, Greek, Polish, Norwegian, Portuguese, Danish, and German. They regularly teach at Columbia University in New York and Sandberg Art Institute in Amsterdam. And their books, films, essays, and rituals, and other publications can be found online at htpcaconrad.blogspot.com.
Phone up here. Thank you so much, Precious. That was an amazing introduction. God, I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited to be reading with so excited. It's all right. It's okay. It's been a really great week so far, teaching here, and it's just every morning, it's just exciting. I can't wait for tomorrow morning. And the student reading a couple hours ago was dynamite. I wish we could hear it all over again. I want to thank everybody who made this opportunity for me to come here, and Adam and Kat and Precious and everybody, and also Linda and Claudia for this incredible space. They've been together for 42 years. I think that's a beautiful thing. I'm going to read a little bit from 3 different things that I've been... Books. I'll just call them books. 3 different books. I don't know. So I'm going to read from my new book, While Standing in Line for Death, just a couple of poems. So I write through rituals for the most part. The second book was very different. The thing I'm going to read second is very different. I write through rituals, I create rituals, and then I create poems from those rituals. And I've always, in this new book, there were 100 lesbian, gay, anti-LGBTQ laws coming out this November. And I've been reading this morning when I woke up, I don't know why I did this to myself, but Jeff Sessions, Donald Trump, Pence, Mike Pompeo are doing all their radio shows right now talking about the new religious liberty task force that they're claiming. And the foundation for this that they're claiming is religion is not per 200 people they're talking about. It's really when you start reading it.
Yes.
Yeah. So the opening rituals for this new book, I just want to read a couple poems from this ritual. I had a boyfriend named Earth, and we met in the 80s during ACT UP demonstrations, and fell in love. We were already seeing other people, but My boyfriend Tommy was actually dying of AIDS at the time, and he helped. He was such a beautiful person. And he went down, he was also an environmental activist, and he went down to Tennessee to live in this all-queer community to work in the gardens for a while to recalibrate. And I was on the phone with him one day, and 3 days later, he's dead. Said that was impossible. And then his brother came into the store where I was working, the queer bookstore in Philly, Giovanni's Room, and a certificate, and I could tell immediately that this was a homicide. The coroner even used the word homicide. His ankles, wrists were tied behind his back. He had been tortured, covered in blood, and there were no empty gas lines. I was so angry when I read that. And I called, arguing with the sheriff immediately, and then this Virgil to a degree at the fish. But this is when he begins just calling, like it's my name, and 1 out of 10. I'd been down there to do, because I just couldn't believe it happening. Philadelphia police to opening the Philadelphia hallway, physically and emotionally, against the wall while no one's kicking the joint. He said before leaving, I'm so corny. That assault is what broke me, and the athletic. Leave macrobiotic, I was, you know, to be healthy, completely crumbled, and freaks just got worse and worse. And there was a ritual that I knew was to break the curse of this. And I want to talk about two poems from this session. It's crystal, similar to this one. It's a beautiful thing I can't take off. But, you know, first, I just, you know, I'm going to start showering. But he had been carrying his crystal around for about a year. So it was a library of movements, his sounds, his footfalls. I managed to drag all of his information out of his bones and tissue and blood. And it was a thing that I couldn't touch. I hated that crystal. I couldn't bear to see it. Anyway, I'm just very glad that poetry had the power to do many other things. They're just beginning to realize the possibilities. 7 poems to this. I'm just going to read 2. When you died the way you died, it was contaminating. A new danger of being lost and insecure. But reality can never be avoided forever. At the same moment, who? The killers? Are guilt of my continued storm. Desiring how it we achieve is in the wrong way or wrapping it in the mood. I should never trade youth for poetry's resonance of aging. I can put every poem I ever wrote in a pile and burn them if you would appear on the other side. Poetry. Poetry or another shovel working where the real America buried you. Shine a table of blueprints of our city to destroy us. When they punish us, it is exactly how we knew it would feel. Places with the least warmth, exchanged with places we missed one another in. Sunlight snorkel of corn silk as the hummingbird drinks your wounds away. Fuck the real America up the ass with the fake one. Let it all be done, I said. Let it all be done, I said. So this is a very different kind of book. I wrote this with my friend Frank Sherlock. I want to read 2 of my poems from it. It's called The City Real and Imagined. We wrote it together in Philadelphia. I lived there most of my life, close to 35 years. And when we would meet, we did 12 walks through the city, and we would alternate to lead the walks. So we would meet at the Robert Indiana Love Sculpture near City Hall. And I guess there's not much more to say about it. But I really enjoyed it, and I love Frank. So my pieces always begin with something I heard that day. Or in this case, from a dream. We just heard a live recording of Dvorak's Symphony No. 4 in D minor with former President Ronald Reagan playing all 9 instruments at once. Radio DJ in my dream last night. shooting six-pointed stars for the Seal of Solomon? What American corporations did death contract to build the eternal hotels? The unions are fucked. The third world will not enter the afterworld as the third world. Or was your Bible another political promise of warm piss defined as milk? Taste your own and let me know. My friend says she'd rather see state-imposed atheism than state-imposed theism, but I'd rather see the state disappear. Can't we imagine our hands on one another instead? Question our extent of warmth. Love was attuned for a while between borders. If drag queens rule the world, our warmth would never be in question. I will live with you like war has finally ended. Please meet me there. Classic evil, new evil, what's the fucking difference? Great teachers remain great students. Sherlock and I see Masonic symbols every place we look. Study malls, trowels, a butcher's side of beef and window, sports an all-seeing eye. This is getting creepy. Can we leave now? Quote, what if the hokey pokey is what it's all about? Sign in 13th Street shop window. Press radio antenna to my head to unexpectedly tune inside. Another deaf moon invoking moisture, muscular from barking at a mirror of light. I'm a housewife with appliances my mother only dreamt of until I waken in disturbed mumbling. Fragments of the gods arrive in long hot baths. Joan Crawford chopping down the roses. Three joints later, Aline recites from the cloud of her exhale. Whirling off a wide hat, this thought is gonna go. Call me lazy, but it's not my fault there's more than one language. You came to complete a painting of the sky, remember? Against a painting of earth with piles and piles of this on top. Those conjurers, those mummers dressed in skulls. I'm scared of white people when I visit my family. White gets dirty quick. Walk far as I want from them, but genetics of this knee, deformed tree from a damaged sapling. Green heart, are you tasting yourself again? I became an angry young woman when I finally became a man. With these new poems. So I've been doing a large ritual around the United States called Resurrect Extinct Vibration. And I've been looking at the fact that as a 52-year-old now, the World Wildlife Association claims that we have lost 60% of the world's wild creatures. The Guardian newspaper about 3 months ago now, they talked about that Europe has lost 75% of its flying insects. And they're seeing what this is doing to the air, the soil, all the birds. They're calling it, and this is The Guardian saying this, by the way, so a tabloid, The Guardian literally is calling this insect apocalypse. And seeing the die-off of mammals, reptiles of all kinds in Europe right now. Thinking about with eco-poetics, it's not just, I mean, I love eco-poetics of either or. I'm simply saying I wish poetics is the soil, air, and water, looking at different topographies and blah, blah, blah. I was thinking about absence. So when they leave the planet, they take all of their sounds with them. What I've been doing is I've been lying on the ground in the States with speakers. I started to play these recordings. There are a bunch of other things like cards that I leave. I make a little scratchy drawing of a creature, like a little sentence, a phrase, and then an email account for each creature, and I leave them all over the country in sandwich shops, hotel, Bibles, and subways, and people start writing back, and I have these conversations. I don't tell them I'm extinct yet, and then when I do, I blame them. But the piece that I, so one of the ingredients that I've been working on, though, I took four Ayurvedic completely solid copper water bottles, and I put 9 crystals in each one, 3 rose quartz, 3 carnelian, 3 amethyst, and then filled them up with crystal-infused water, sealed them. I buried one of them in Minneapolis. I buried one of them in Memphis. I buried one of them in Cheyenne, Wyoming, to build this giant triangle. The city of my birth, Topeka, is in the middle. So this is becoming a big meditation that I've been doing. I planted those this spring, and then I get to sit in. So then I bury another one in Omaha, which is in the middle. And then I sit on top of the canister in Omaha, and I line up with a compass Minneapolis. And then I eat a little bit of dirt from Minneapolis, and then I listen to an ambient recording of Minneapolis, and I tune in. And then I switch to Memphis, and then I switch to Cheyenne, and then I do it two more rounds. And most of the notes are second from Manifest Destiny and the great sweep westward through that triangle. Which, by the way, there is a Gwendolyn Brooks Park there because she was born there. There's also a Ronald Johnson Park. Ann Boyer was also born there. Ben Lerner. I don't know why I'm mentioning all of there, but we were. And Topeka. High school student must be required to go around for a versus the Board of Education experience. Again, they make you go doing it first. On the second floor there, the first floor is the is also sculpture. When you go, you walk in one room, and when you movie screens that the young woman had to go to school every day. And you know, the thing is, I started looking on news station reels that they have online. It was heavily edited. You can't believe the things that these people are saying to this little girl as she's going to school. Anyway, people that are ruinous. And so, let me just read these. So, the first one is titled Kamisato. I'm going to read six of these poems. Kamisato is a military term that means killing your enemies. And I remember this from junior high school because my junior high history teacher was talking about the famous American Kamisato with General Washington crossing the Delaware with his soldiers to kill the British soldiers in their sleep. And he used the word brave. He said, it's a very brave decision. I thought, that's really odd. You know, who knows? They might be having dreams about the future of England, like the Sex Pistols. Memory fits into the song. Another high price for belonging. Poetry is the opposite of escape, but makes this world endurable. How the smallest puddle reflects the entire sky. I return to every dream our minds talked us out of, trusting our map of the star. Your hand around my shoulder, poet astronaut, you know I love you. I have no sense of failure when I'm with you. Everything matters, because everything hurts someone somewhere as it is mattering. We became all we carried into the mast, migratory patterns given to the love again, a way to end the secrecy of suffering, cut a door in the wolf so we can retrieve our dead for a world that matters. Death will set your day right. Pigeon cleaning her wings, perched on brass feather of General So-and-so's statue. We have each other's embrace a few years at most. Could be we engineered this wrong. Wobbled into universe, fixing long goals with a toothpick. I am greedy too with time, have given myself to the hem of it. Walked on knees for gifts to continue. Longing pushed to the back of the barrel. Listen to draining wound paddling its waters. Hold us upward, shadow, it is by you we are cradled. I am not a masochist, I tire quickly from pain. Interrogate fly swatter, knife, and fork as accessories to a crime. How many times do I forget I must die? Simple. As many times a day, I am not your humble fellow human. On all fours, I am a seat for the wind. Most of my family's international travel is being sent to war. If we judge love, we can kill off anything. Drag by our hair across the days until they make their way inside our dreams, where we get to evict them. I want to thank the one who invented knocking on the door, but no one remembers their name to tattoo across my knuckles. I asked an archaeologist about first time she stuck a shovel in the ground.
Her answer had same restorative powers as the grave diggers. When we die, we can no longer wipe the muck off, just lie there becoming shit of the world. Eat a chip of your own dried blood. Join me in the cannibal sunshine, fully persuaded by the world through song. Each morning a blue jay screams at edge of the clear-cut forest. I scream with her at the bleeding stumps. Scream inside something borrowed like ocean, like skin. I want to see before I die a mink wearing a human scarf. Skin from a handsome hairy leg. This one is titled, My Grandfather Died of Lung Cancer After Working at the DuPont Chemical Factory. And this is dedicated to my friend Sawako Nakayasu. Where I grew up, pain is a luxury. Alcohol, it's cure. Your Wall Street stockbroker brother high all day on coke is the new global nervous system. Carved dust from fallen tree of life. 50% of Earth's coral reefs have perished in our lifetime. Where does death appear in the stock market? Recreate this space with embedded signal to shake the day. When U.S. poets pay their taxes, homes of poets in Palestine burn to the ground. After silence, we heard our shared thought thicken the path. This poem on my tongue, my best ideas come with an ear pressed to your chest. The Eastern Puma loved her children when she was alive, officially extinct January 2018. When approaching danger, I make note of when my bravery runs out and know the rest of my struggle is fueled by love, nothing else it could be. Augury's cast aside. This is the one I have a free broadside for if anybody wants it. To enter the sky with our bodies, the principal concern for inventing airplanes. No one taught me this, any more than they taught me to say good morning to my hippocampus. But I do because I love my hippocampus. I was in a band one summer. We never could harmonize. We smiled and kept playing. We loved our united disunity, a blind, stubborn focus. Chewing his way out. How awkward, the archer after shooting his arrow. Remembering first time getting into bed just for sex. They say I'm old now. Ask my advice. All I have to offer is make as many mistakes as you can handle, but make them as soon as possible. Oh, and don't waste time following each other from opposite sides of the river. When storm blows wig off my head, it simply means it is time to let the storm take its share. I have one more. This one actually comes from, oh my God, so, oh my, I wrote this essay for McSweeney's about voting in November, and they knew that, Dave Eggers knew that I would write about these anti-queer laws, which I did. I had to write this thing 12 times because I was so angry reading these laws, but I was like, I gotta write it so that people want to read it. I mean, these laws are in Massachusetts. People think, you know, I don't know what people are thinking. The laws in Massachusetts are the worst. Everybody thinks Massachusetts is so liberal. These laws in Massachusetts are breathtaking. They want to remove, it's a referendum to remove a 1979 protections law so that shop owners and restaurant owners